Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The World Health Organization is facing criticism. It was slow to respond to the outbreak of swine flu. Mexico's chief epidemiologist says he wants an investigation into why it took more than a week for the WHO to respond to a warning Mexico delivered to the Pan American Health Organization. There are now 130 cases of swine flu confirmed in the U.S. That does not include a probable case involving a student at the Harvard Dental School that's forced the closure of the school and its clinic today. How prepared is Boston for a possible outbreak? To try and answer that question, we spoke with David Ozenoff. He's an epidemiologist and professor of environmental health at Boston University School of Public Health. We started by asking whether he agrees with the World Health Organization's assertion that a pandemic flu outbreak is imminent.
Yes, I do. And in fact, I think WHO has done the right thing. Some of us think they might have done it a day or two earlier.
What do you mean by that?
Essentially, what WHO is doing is they are putting their member countries on notice that there is an imminent serious public health problem, a possible pandemic. And they have very good reasons for saying that, and it's important to have advanced warning and notice for it so that you can prepare.
Just how dangerous might this be? How nervous should people be?
Well, I don't think people need to be nervous, but I think they need to be cognizant of what's at stake here. What we have is a novel virus, that is a virus to which the human population has not been exposed. That means that there's no natural immunity to it. So let's assume that the virus continues clinically to be relatively mild, very close to what we usually experience every year with seasonal influenza. That part's not very scary. What is of concern is the fact that it can spread much more quickly to many more people than the normal seasonal virus.
Are we prepared to deliver medical care should an actual pandemic develop? In Massachusetts, the state has 50,000 courses of antiviral medication available and an additional 200,000 courses from the federal supply. Is that enough?
Well, first of all, the problem with treating influenza is not getting antivirals to everybody. The antiviral that we're talking about, Tamiflu, makes some difference if it's given early enough, but it doesn't make a lot of difference. It may shorten by a day or so the length of the illness and maybe make some of the symptoms a little bit milder, but people will still be sick. And that's only effective on the margins. We are not at all prepared to handle the kind of surge in demand that would come from many cases in a relatively short period of time. Essentially, we'd have gurneys lined up in the hallway, waiting rooms stuffed with people sitting there for 6, 7, 8 hours instead of the current 2 or 3 hours. So it would really be a problem. We're not talking apocalypse here, but if it happens to many, many people in a short period of time, that's a completely different matter.
I know that you've said that even if we do gain control of this virus now or in the coming weeks, and the threat lessens over the summertime because temperatures warm up and viruses generally don't like warm temperatures, it's possible for it to reappear in the fall.
Not only possible, but this, you know, has happened in one pandemic already. In 1918, there was a relatively mild first wave just about this time at the end of the flu season in spring of 1918. It then disappeared and people forgot about it, and it reappeared again in August at the Commonwealth Pier in Boston. And when it poked its head above water in August, it was already a monster.
You know, I'm mindful of the fact that we probably have succeeded this morning in worrying or maybe even scaring the pants off of some of the listeners on the other end of the radio. So I think we should end with me asking you this question. How serious a threat are we facing in the coming weeks? Is there a storm coming?
I think the threat that we're facing is a sort of a known, familiar, and practical kind of thing, which is that any virus that can make a lot of people even a little bit sick puts a real strain on our resources. That's our fault. That's not the virus's fault. It's our fault that we have disinvested in the kind of community infrastructure that we need to take care of each other. So I think we need to be very concerned by the fact that we've left ourselves unprepared.
Professor David Ozenoff is an epidemiologist and professor of environmental health at Boston University School of Public Health.